Once upon a time, in a very faraway land, the queen's daughter was born. The news spread all around the kingdom and everyone was invited for a gorgeous banquet in her honor. That day, when everybody was having a good time, a strange woman appeared from nowhere. Nobody was paying attention to her, but they should have. Strange woman was now in front of the beautiful daughter of the royal family, when she pulled out her magic wand from her sleeve. She just had time to cast a spell in an unknown language before the guard took her. Years passed and the baby was now a strong and beautiful woman. During all these years, the strange lady's spell had had no effect on her. But one night, when everybody was asleep, she felt a horrible pain in the head and in the stomach. She wanted to scream, but she couldn't. She was alone in her room in pain. When the sun emerged from the mountains, her mother discovered her in her bed. All the wounds were messy, and she didn't look as beautiful as always. "What is this mess, Emily?" the mother said. Emily didn't answer until a minute, and she started crying. "Mother, I felt it, in all my body. I feel my soul going away." For months and months, all the kingdom was trying to help her, but nobody knew what she had. Even the most famous doctors of the world had never seen this illness before. The whole family was turned down when the father of the ill daughter had an idea. I know, said he. "It's like in a fairy tale. She needs a kiss from a prince." And it began. Every day, the princess saw 100 princes from all the world and more. Every time she kissed them, they were touched by the ill. But the father wanted them to continue. He wanted to save her. But unfortunately, after days there did not remain any prince and the daughter was still suffering from this incurable ill. The royal family was tired of this sick, when the mother in a moment of craze said, "Maybe we need another princess to kiss her." The royal family was deafened. "A girl?" said the father. "Why not a peasant? Ha! If you say so, give it a try, but it's not going to be my fault if it was her ill." The mother didn't change her mind and searched the entire kingdom for another princess. By chance, there was just one daughter of the king at the top of the highest mountain in the north. She was beautiful. Her eyes were as blue as the sky, and her skin as white as snow. She was even more beautiful than Emily. "It's her, I know it," the mother said. The beautiful princess accepted to go to the castle of the sick princess. When she arrived, her beauty dazzled everybody, but nobody knew why she was here. She was Emily's last chance. Her illness was now terrible, and she would try everything to save herself. The two princesses were now in front of each other, stressed. Her beauty impressed the princess of the north. She approached her and kissed her like no one ever did. It was an awkward moment for both, but strangely, Emily felt better. She didn't feel her illness anymore. It was over. Her sickness had disappeared. The two princesses looked at each other and magically fell in love. The whole kingdom was reassured about Emily's sickness and were surprised to learn that the two princesses were getting married soon.